From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen.
I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Hillary Clinton's top strategist steps down. What does that mean for her campaign going forward?
But first, we go to Iraq, where an aide to the Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr says al-Sadr is ready to disband his Mehdi army militia if religious leaders order him to do so. This comes after a day of intense fighting in Sadr City that left at least 20 dead and more than 50 wounded, according to Iraqi Interior Ministry officials. We're joined now by BBC reporter Crispin Thorold. He's in Baghdad. Welcome to the program, Crispin.
Hi there.
Can you tell us who exactly are these religious leaders that al-Sadr will be meeting with, and are they likely to actually tell him to break up his Mehdi army?
Well, we understand from a member of parliament for the Sadrists that there are going to be two delegations that are going to be sent to two different clerics, one of them in Najaf in Iraq and one of them in Qom in Iran. The one in Iran will go to Ayatollah al-Hayeri. He's apparently especially respected amongst the Sadrists. And the delegation in Iraq will go and see Grand Ayatollah al-Sistani in Najaf, who has a very special position amongst Iraqi Shiites. In the past, he's acted as a mediator between different Shiite factions. He's also mediated between the Americans and the Sadrists. If we do hear something directly from them, and particularly directly from Grand Ayatollah Sistani, then it will have incredible weight. And in the past, Muqtada al-Sadr has made it very clear that he defers to the advice and to the rulings of Ayatollah al-Sistani.
Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki has said that Sadr's followers would not be allowed to participate in elections this year unless this Mehdi army was broken up. But might it be possible for Sadr's followers to regroup after the elections?
Well, it's interesting. I mean, when you talk to Sadrists about this ruling, they say simply, well, it's not actually a matter for the Iraqi government. It's the Electoral Commission that decides whether we can stand in the elections. It's clear that if the Sadrists do stand in the provincial elections that are due to be held in the fall, they will do very well. They have large supports, particularly amongst the poorer Shiites.
Even if the Mehdi army does disband, they're certainly not the only militia group in Iraq. What will happen to these other militia groups?
Well, this is one of the most interesting things. When you sit and you look at the different militia groups in Iraq, you turn immediately to the Supreme Council, this large party in the governing council, and they have their own militia, the Badr Brigade. But what they've done is they've been a lot less high profile than the Sadrists have been, and they're also infiltrated themselves into the police in particular, and also to a certain extent in the army. Then you have the Kurds, who have their fighting force, the Peshmerga, who are part of the Iraqi army, but they're few people, and particularly amongst the Sunni and Shiite communities, who would have any doubt who the Peshmerga would fight for if it came to it, that they ultimately are viewed as a Kurdish force. So there are a lot of groups in Iraq that have their fighters, but the other groups are more part of the Iraqi security forces. And that's the difference that at least the Prime Minister, Nouri al-Maliki, makes between them and the Sadrists.
BBC reporter Crispin Thorold in Baghdad. Thank you.
Many thanks.